Proclamation number 0328 of 11th of March, 1938. Rejecting the idea of survival after death. It is an impossible to begin to want to point out to men at times of complete spiritual blindness that the state of their souls after death is one of their own choice or self-seeking. But that they can never ever arbitrarily improve this state as soon as they have once stripped off the body cover. How can one want to draw men's attention to such things when they reject any thought of a continuation of the soul after death? How is it possible to bring into such hearts the impulse to spiritual activity when they still shake their heads and dismiss everything that could point to a survival after death? How can one want to draw people's attention to such things when they reject any thought of a continuation of the soul after death? How is it possible to bring into such hearts the impulse to spiritual activity when they still shake their heads and dismiss everything that could point to survival after death? They believe in their blindness to simply sink back into nothingness and prefer this thought by far to the belief in survival, because then they would also be spared the responsibility, which they still shy away from, even if they do not want to admit it. Now the Lord Himself enters. He still wants to gain access to people's hearts. Therefore all that develops through your hands is also an all-explanatory proof of the work of the Divine Spirit. The Lord never lets those whose will is good remain in ignorance, and these will be pointed out through unmistakable signs to the visible rule of God. But one thing will always remain: that man now also only strives to turn his spirit there from where alone he can be and will be given insight. But this man will also find the way to truth, and the power of God will meet him with assistance, when it is earnestly implored for in prayer. Amen.